thought you wanted, I receive, I connect. And I realize Botswana has matured.
Amen.
Botswana has matured. Maturity has come. Please, I want us to stand to our feet and celebrate the oil, the grace that God has brought all the way from the Federal Republic of Nigeria. We celebrate.
Yes.
Apostle.
Woo!
Arome Osaya.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I appreciate you, Pastor Francis, my host. The moment I saw you at the airport, there was a connection in the spirit. It was obvious that you were pregnant with a revival body, because that's what moves my heart. Watch men that look upon the continent and see how behind we are in heaven's technology, and provide their hearts as a platform for God to download that which he intends to implement in this season and time. So that connection was achieved at the airport, and I knew I was at the right place.
Amen.
God is making his strategic ministers scattered on the continent more one with each other, so that we can together orchestrate a more global warfare against the dominion of darkness. During the course of this conference, we all look to God. We look to him for grace and for mercy, and that he will equip us with the utensils needed to extend the frontiers of the kingdom of God. I welcome everyone that had to travel from South Africa, from Zambia, and from other nations to converge in Botswana. Amen. And all the senior ministers in the land that have been plowing the territory and the terrain, I salute you.
Amen.
In Jesus' name. Now, the man on the keyboard, if I teach for 15 minutes, you can. In fact, he has escaped. Where is he? Please beckon on him to restore himself to the platform. Let us pray. Lord, we thank you for the warmth that is in the brotherhood, and how that you can connect the spirits of men across nations, so that you can form an army in your name that will prosecute your counsel upon the face of the earth. We ask, O God, that you take us by the hand and lead us into that secret place that you led the apostles of the Lamb before us, and showed them great and mighty things that their minds could not comprehend. Let this conference be that destination for transition, taking us into higher pedestals of glory, that we might apprehend such mighty things in the Spirit to change and to shape our nations, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. You may be seated. Now, we have two aspects to the lecture. Amen. We have two aspects to the lecture this morning. There is a theoretical aspect, and there is the practical aspect. So we'll do the theoretical aspect, and after which we will do the practical aspect. Hallelujah. Amen. Yeah, I'm still, please send a message to the man here. He will be, his ministry will be required for us to achieve the practical aspect. Turn your Bible to the book of, no, the man with the keyboard. Oh. It seems I'm high in spirit. All right, let's go to the book of Luke chapter 4. We'll begin from verse 31 as we set the coordinates for the theoretical understanding that God will be passing across to us. Luke 4, verse 31. And they came down to Capernaum, the city of Galilee, and taught them on the Sabbath days. And they were astonished at his doctrine, for his word was with power. And in the synagogue there was a man which had a spirit of an unclean devil, and cried out with a loud voice, saying, Let us alone, what have we to do with thee, thou Jesus of Nazareth? Art thou come to destroy us? I know thee, who thou art, the Holy One of God. And Jesus rebuked him, saying, Hold thy peace, and come out of him. And when the devil had thrown him in the midst, he came out of him and hurt him not. Verse 36 is actually my emphasis. It's a commentary that arose from the practicals that Jesus did in the synagogue. And they were all amazed and speak among themselves, saying, What a word is this? What a message is this? So I was expecting that if their observation captured the message that Jesus preached, if they were saying, What a message is this? I was expecting an executive summary of the message that Jesus preached. However, this was what they observed. What a message is this? What a word is this? For which authority and power he commanded the unclean spirits, and they come out. So you will notice that the message or the word that they were astonished about was beyond theoretical. It was the practicality of the message of the kingdom that he preached. You know, once upon a time I was a classroom teacher, okay? Apostle Francis, you are hearing this for the first time, sir. I like to teach. I believe I have the gift of teaching. So, and I feel most fulfilled if I am in the classroom. I eventually ended up in the oil industry and all of that, but I missed the days of my teaching in the classroom. If I had the opportunity, which I no longer had because of the calling, I would have gone back to my chalk and my blackboard. I'm a champion there because it places a demand on the spiritual capital that God has deposited upon my life. Now, because I trained in the sciences, I could teach a wide spectrum of things. And in the delivery of biology, for instance, there are aspects of biology you cannot deliver without the aid of a diagram. Your concepts, your principles, the things that you're about to teach are going to be adequately illustrated by the aid of a diagram. But the Bible says, I believe that's 1 Corinthians chapter 4. Are you with me? Please stay with me. Before, we need to build a strong premise so that we can journey to the same destination. Are you there? 1 Corinthians 4. Quickly. I want to open a scripture for every statement I make. Amen. Because if we are trusting God for a revival, we must understand that the Spirit of God cannot move outside of the logos of God. So when you find an activity in the body of Christ that is extra scriptural, it was not accomplished by the Spirit of God. The Spirit of God cannot, a bead cannot move outside of the revelation that is enshrined in the Word of God. So if we are going to be accurate, then we must exalt the Word of God and place it in the reference point of authority for all activities in church life and in ministry. In the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 20, the Bible says, "For the kingdom of God is not in word, but in what? Power." Just like I said that in biology, you need to illustrate a few concepts using diagrams. In the kingdom of God, we cannot illustrate concepts in the kingdom apart from power. So power is a means of illustrating the reality of the invincible kingdom into which God has called us to be partakers. And so the Bible reveals in the book of Luke chapter 4, where we read the observation of the people, is that they were amazed at his word, because what? Let's go back there. Verse 36 of Luke chapter 4 is the observation that I intend to draw our attention to. So all of the sessions will be happening in the morning. We'll continue this lecture in the morning, and then we'll have a custom-made lecture for the evening. So evening sessions, we have their custom-made lectures, and these are the lectures for the morning sessions, as many such sessions as there will be through the conference. So the observation was that they were all amazed and spake among themselves, saying, "What a word is this, for with authority and power he commanded the unclean spirits and they come out." So this is an illustration of the potency, the capacity, and the superiority of the kingdom of God over and above the kingdom of darkness. And that is illustrated anytime the power of the kingdom of God is superimposed on situations that are orchestrated by the demonic dimension. It gives us a vista, a window to see the capacity and the potency of the kingdom of God. So it was that illustration that took place, and the statement in verse 36 happens to be the comment, the commentary that passed on the account of that which God did. It will interest you to know that the guy that was in the synagogue upon whom Jesus exercised authority to expel the devils that were responsible for measuring his output, the guy never by any means exhibited any sort of conduct that was suggestive of the fact that there were devils on his life. Are you still with me? He was a cool, calm, and collected guy, and he came to church, and suddenly Jesus introduced two kingdom utensils into the church proceedings that morning. And when he introduced power, hallelujah, he also introduced authority. In the midst of the ministration, the place became hot, and things that were not visible with the human eye were provoked by the atmosphere that was created through the ministry of Jesus, and the privilege to see the limitation of the kingdom of darkness became available because Jesus had some utensils that he was working with. the utensil of power, the utensil of authority. And it became adequately illustrated that morning that the power that comes, the utensils that derive from the kingdom of God, is superior to anything that the kingdom of darkness has to offer. And that environment, that atmosphere, where this illustration becomes evident, is an atmosphere that the devil will want to hide, because Satan wants to be feared. Satan wants to be revered. Satan wants you to honor him over and above who he is. So he masquerades behind circumstances and situations, and he bends your mind to believe what is not consistent with truth. So, and that's how he reigns. He reigns through deception. He reigns because we give him, we concede to him, even without taking advantage of the resources we have from God to contend. He brings us under pressure, and through deception we concede. But you see, whenever the utensils of the kingdom of God go into display, then Satan is fully articulated for his incapacity, because the utensils reveal the limitation of the enemy. So, someone did not follow the instruction. Okay, please, flight mode. There's a plane on your phone. When you click on it, your phone will be on flight mode. Glory to God. I know it's a body. It's quite difficult to find that red place where the phone is switched off. It will take a medical procedure for people to see that place. I know how difficult it is. But the flight mode option is not as grievous as the red. So there's something called flight mode. You are advised to click it in Jesus' name. All right. So having known that what was behind the ministry of Jesus that made it effective against the obstacles of the kingdom of darkness that were built in the life of men was, number one, power. And there's a lot of miracle faking going on in Africa. And if we are going to chart the course for the body of Christ into the center of the cocoon of the grace of God that God has made available, we will need to migrate from deception into truth. Hallelujah. The statistics was generated about false prophets, and it pointed Africa as the harbinger of false prophets. So falsehood has moved into our neighborhood. And that's the reason why we must be diligent to labor in the word of God, so that we can bring the counsel of God in clarity. Such clarity that will occasion a commitment to God's counsel and cause deception to die natural death. Now, so we have two utensils that we are dealing with this morning, and Apostle did not tell me how much time I have. The anointing is already coming, and the meaning of that is, if it comes like that, the scriptures open, and the implication is time. All right, if you came with a jotter or a notebook, I'd like us to do an analysis. Maybe you draw a chart in your notebook. And then this column is for power, and this other column is for authority. We want to understand what power is, and to understand what authority is, because every minister of the gospel that is in this place is going to be equipped. It's going to not just be equipped with the theory of what I'm talking about. There's going to be a deposit at some point on your life. And you are going to be instructed as to how to tend that deposit, because the deposit that will come to you through impartation will be a seed that confers and transfers responsibility to you to tend. And depending on the nature of the deficit that comes upon you, the time that you need to tend it in order for manifestations to find expression are variable, consistent with the deposits that you have received. And it is a guarantee that you will receive a deposit. Hallelujah. Alright, so if you have that chart, are you there? We'll go to the power side. The first thing that you need to know about power is that power is gift-based. You do not do anything to qualify for power. Power is gift-based, but you must know the principle by which to release it. There is a very stiff principle that is tied to the release of power, but the receipt of power is based on God's generosity. Generosity to equipping us so that we can be effective in the assignment that He has called us. Just in case you are here and you function on the government platforms, and you might be saying, power is for evangelists, power is for prophets, power is for apostles, and we that are in the government corridor have no need for power. So the equipment that you are talking about is for preachers and not for us in the government space. You are wrong. In fact, as far as Jesus is concerned, in order for you to prosecute normal life, you are not with me. Are you with me? In order for you to prosecute normal life, Jesus says you need power. He says these signs will follow them that believe, not them that are going for evangelism, not them that... All believers need to be able to command signs. In the eyes of Jesus, you will need to be supernatural to prosecute natural life. And just in case you are not aware, some of the colleagues you have in the office have sangomas that have blessed them. Sangomas that have equipped them with instruments of power to manipulate that office in such a way that the sangoma man becomes the influence in that corridor. Life is a game of power. And help me preach to your neighbor. Your neighbor is not aware of that. That life is a game of power. In fact, in order for you, if you come from certain families and you intend to prosecute your destiny, you will need to be a power holder, because there are things that are rooted in that family that are given to manipulation, given to attack, given to sorcery, given to all kinds of darkness. And if you do not have capacity in the world of power, your life is going to go in a direction that was not intended from above. If you are operating under the sun, one of the implements that you cannot do without is power. I'm not moved to tell you my own personal story within the context of my family yet. I'm not moved. Maybe the Holy Ghost will move me. Then maybe I will open up a few things and give you insight into some battles I fought just because I came from a family. Not you. I'm not aspiring to be governor of my province. I'm not. There's no aspiration to be the president of my nation. Just because I derive from a certain context, I need power to be able to find actualization. That's what I'm talking about. So in that your space, in the government plane, if you are devoid of power, I assure you, even now you are evicted. Even now. So, power is what? It's gift-based. Turn your Bible to the book of Luke chapter 10. Luke chapter 10. Beginning from verse number 19. This is Jesus speaking. If you have a good Bible, you will see that it is quoted in red. Behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means haunt you. Now, Jesus is an object teacher. If Jesus wants to drive a point, most of the time he uses metaphors in communicating deep spiritual things. Are you with me? Alright, so first of all, he begins that presentation by saying, behold. Which means it is possible for you not to be aware of this. And I'm turning your, directing your attention to something that you may have rushed and you may have not gotten to see. So I need to draw your attention to behold this. Not just to think on it, but to behold it. I have given you power to tread on what? And scorpions. Now, so Jesus uses two metaphors in that place. You with me? Stay with me. Stay with me. Stay with me. I really want to teach. I prayed for the Lord to release the grace to teach. All right? Because sometimes I cannot find it. So some other things are active other than the grace to teach. So I had to pray for long. So I know you do strange things, you do many things, but today can you grant that I be given the ability to teach as Jesus would have done if we were physically present teaching us? And I believe he has answered. So Jesus said, behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions. So there are two metaphors that he brings into the equation of that scripture. But it is, before we go into the metaphors, I hope you saw that he gave them power as a gift. He did not say that when you are 65, then you qualify. There was no condition attached. It was a gift. Okay? It's a gift. And you can also go to the book of Acts chapter 1 verse 8 where the Bible says, and ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria and unto the uttermost part of the there is another preacher in the auditorium that is desperate to take the microphone from me. Hallelujah. Now, so we are going to take time to deal with these scriptures so that your eyes will be open to see the gravity of the things that Jesus is trying to explain to us. Well, we are still in Luke chapter 10. Okay? So, I hope we have established that it is a gift. Power is gift-based. So, in addition to that establishment, I would like us to look at the metaphors that Jesus presents in this scripture. What exactly is Jesus saying? That you would tread with power, you can tread on serpents. With power, you can tread on scorpions. As we proceed in the lecture, you'll come to realize that there are serpents and scorpions everywhere human beings are found. Not the natural scorpions or the natural serpents. They are used here as metaphors. It was interesting to know when Jesus was talking about scorpions, he was talking about witchcraft. Stay with me, don't believe. Witchcraft. If you notice, Are you there? If you notice, the power of the scorpion is on its tail. And I don't know how many of you here have been privileged to receive a touch from the tail of the, as big as you are. When you felt that touch, that small thing touched you, it shook your entire system. What Jesus was talking about there is that there is, are you there? That witchcraft, I'm going to show you a few stuff, that witchcraft is the department of the kingdom of darkness that holds demonic power. You know, scorpion. That little touch sends such energy through you. In fact, it can incapacitate you as big as you are. Because that's power. He said, you will need to tread on power, on demonic power, and that is held in witchcraft. Everywhere you go, not just in Africa. I say this as an intercessor. I say this as a watchman. It was the first time I got to London, I found out that there was more darkness in London than my village. I know you will not believe me, but I say it as a watchman. And before this conference is over, you will confirm that I'm a watchman. Yeah, you will confirm. I do not say that boastfully. You must understand. I say it as a description of part of my function in the body of Christ. Yeah, the moment I came to Botswana, I checked the atmosphere. And the atmosphere is good. It means that the possibility of God doing great things in this nation. Oh my God. Yeah. I say that as a watchman, with all humility, based on the giftings I have from God in that regard. When I went to London, it took 12 hours of praying in tongues to penetrate the atmosphere. Yeah, 12 hours. I did that before I went to preach. 12 good hours. I was in tongues in my hotel room. The heavens opened. And not, it didn't open much. It just... A little window was secured. So you would think that, okay, let's leave Botswana, let's leave Gaborone and go to France so that you will find scorpions there. More vicious scorpions. Maybe the species of scorpions you find in France are much bigger than the ones in Gaborone. Jesus was aware that you will meet scorpions on your way to the accomplishment of destiny. And he said, if I allow you go on this mission without power, you are already a victim from inception. You are no match with what you are going to contend with, what you will face. But when you have power, you can tread on scorpions. You can tread on scorpions. And I assure you, there are scorpions in my family. You don't want to know that. So for as we build the shape of the gospel that will be kept in holding on the continent of Africa, because of the shape of our terrain, we must train all our disciples to be able to wield the utensil of power because of our terrain. Our terrain is steeped in darkness. And because of that, you cannot say that you will succeed in the mission that God has called you to prosecute without the utensil called power. Jesus said, I give you what? So part of the element that is going to form the outlook, the shape of the witness that will be born from the African continent is power. I went to London, just like I said, and I began to pray for the sick. Most of the guys that were sick in that place had a medical report, all right? They had a statement from the doctors. And there was this lady that was a sickler. She had sickle cell anemia. And for the medical people that are in the auditorium in this space, you know that that's the genetic situation. And Nothing natural can change that combination. All right, so she has been managed with that condition from birth, and then she came for the meeting. And then we prayed, and I sensed in the spirit that God was changing someone's genotype, which is medically impossible. Then the power of God comes upon this lady. Then she goes back for her routine checkup, and then they screened her blood, and screened it again, and took another sample, and screened again. The doctor, we know that those doctors don't believe in God, okay? So there are two options of what must have happened. Maybe this is not the patient I'm treating, maybe this is a twin of that patient. So the interrogation began, and they have not said why they are interrogating the lady here, all right? So, and all of that began to take place. In fact, they insisted that she must, because that treatment took place in London, they insisted that she must go to Oxford for the more more advanced medical personnel to look upon her, because she had a change of genotype. Have you heard that someone went to the hospital and they confirmed that the sickness they have been treating is no longer there, and they quarantine you, they arrest you? Not for being sick, but for being healed. And refer you instantly. That was what happened. And God used that miracle to bear witness among the elitist class. And I give this testimony not as a means to reveal how great a preacher I am, but to show each and every one of us that if we are going to make any headway taking the gospel to the West, then we cannot go with rhymes. We must go with the utensil of power. He said, you will also need to trample upon serpents. I need to do a linguistic recovery in order for us to understand the meaning of serpents. How many of you, okay, can we do Acts chapter 16? Acts 16:16, and those of you that have are you there? Acts 16:16. How many of you here have an electronic Bible that is supported with a lexicon? A lexicon, you do? Where you can trace the original Greek word that was used, okay? Alright, so verse 16 says, and it came to pass as we went to prayer, a certain damsel possessed with the spirit of divination met us, which brought her masters much gain by soothsaying. Click on the word divination and let's get the Greek word for divination. You will see, yeah? It's Python. That's the word from whence Python was derived. P-U, check it, you can check it. That's the word from whence Python was derived. Because it was believed that anyone that had what operated by divination was operating with an intelligence just like the intelligence of a serpent. Now, the meaning of what I just said is divination is that arm of the kingdom of darkness that is in charge of knowledge. You see, witchcraft is in charge of what? Power. Oh, man. You are not following. Okay, because you are not following. We'll remove that aspect from the curriculum. Let me proceed. You're not interested in that. I told you that witchcraft holds power. So if someone wants to bring injury to your life, they say, this guy is a bother. He just came into the office and took my position. And I want you to do something about him. So the witch can conjure the power of darkness to use to bring that person injury. That witchcraft holds what? The facility of what? Of power. It is from that storehouse, that warehouse of power, that injury is brought to the destinies of men, that afflictions can be meted out, that evil circumstances can be generated around a man's life that will compromise his mission. That's where it comes from. But you see, in divination, this is a new department, and divination holds knowledge. Someone dies and then they go to consult to find out why did he die? Who killed him? Oh, they don't do that here. Okay. So who killed him? Someone wants to get married and then they go and check this man that is coming. What did he come with? The future good? Divination. And Jesus knew that on your journey you will meet men that are equipped with the ability of divination. And it is only through power you can tread on serpent. Now, the average believer lives a life that doesn't suggest that life is supernatural. Meanwhile, see the way you were born, the way you were conceived in the womb. How were your bones formed in the womb? For the women that are in this place, you know how thin the lining of the womb is. How was it able to accommodate bones? The entire craft of humanity is a product of wonders and science. And the way humanity is supposed to live out life is by science and by wonders. And just in case you have not plugged into that economy, it means you are a victim of other economies. Because you cannot play life without the currency of power. You can't play it without power. You can't play it without power. There is also a deception to think that you can prosecute ministry without power. There is a deception that it is about your lingo, it's about your appearance, the bow tie. The implication of that statement was that it's a declaration of war. That you come to speak for Jesus is enough reason for witches in the neighborhood to find you interesting. Whether you're equipped or not, whether all you came with is lingo, and you're not trying to look for anyone's trouble, you're just holding your space and trying to bring education, trying to bring, what do they call it now? Motivational preacher. It will interest you to know that Jesus was not a motivational preacher. New Testament preaching is not motivational preaching. It's not something that is designed to. In fact, if you need motivation, it means that the preacher is expecting that you are depressed. So, let's inject some motivation now. It takes power to fulfill destiny. And the observation about the ministry of Jesus that was different from that of the Pharisees was that his words was with an element that was not found in the ministry of the Pharisees. He had power. So the shape of the witness that we, the missionaries of Africa, that God is going to use to fill the gap of missionary manpower, to bring about a move of God on the planet, the shape of our witness must be steeped in so much power. Are you there? So we have serpent divination. We have scorpion witchcraft. Jesus did not mention the third one there. The third one is mentioned in the book of Acts. In the book of Acts chapter 8, Simon the sorcerer. Sorcerer or sorcery is the department of darkness that holds the wisdom of the devil. So somebody wants to have a child and he goes to meet a sorcerer. The sorcerer has wisdom. He has a means by which this woman can conceive. Are you there? So, but I don't have time to explain to you why Jesus did not add sorcery in that scripture. I don't have time this morning. Maybe tomorrow morning. Or any other morning service we have. I'm not sure we have a service tomorrow morning. The apostle will update us on that. Yes, go to the authority angle. You know, we said power is gift-based. So go to the other side of your chart. Authority is relationship-based. It's relationship-based. So authority is not a gift. It's a product of the relationship you cultivate with God. Turn your Bible to the book of Mark chapter 3. Are you there, Mark chapter 3? In Mark chapter 3, verse number 14. And he ordained 12 that there should be with him, that he might send them forth to preach. Did you get that? He ordained 12. And their basic preoccupation was to be with him. Are you there? And that he might, that's a probability. He might. That means there is a possibility that he doesn't decide to send you to preach. But all of us are called to be with him. The ones he sends to preach are the ones he bequeaths his authority to go represent him. And that's a probability. Are you following what I'm talking about here? Okay. So, but our preoccupation is to what? Be with him. It is those that have been with him that he sends to represent him, and that's where he bequeaths to them authority. How many of you have ever been to a restaurant? You ordered something, you went to a restaurant, you placed an order, and you met a waiter in the restaurant. How many of you? You see, the waiter is not paid to serve you. The waiter is paid to wait. That is business. So the possibility of serving people is if customers come. We are not sure customers will come. But your job is what? Wait. So when customers come, you are dispatched to do another assignment. You are authorized to take their orders. Another is a string of activities begin because customers come. But that's not why you are paid. You are paid to be a waiter. And whether customers come or not, you are waiting. You get it? So the Bible says that we ordain the 12 that they might be. That's the original purpose. And then the preaching aspect is might, probability. So whenever you see someone carrying true authority, something is sure. He has been with what? Jesus. You see, the disciples began to speak boldly, and it caught the attention of the populace. And they conducted an investigation and saw that their names were not registered in any of the primary schools. Their names were not in any of the secondary schools. They did not attend any of the known universities. And they wondered where they got the boldness from. They could see that they had accent problems, pronunciation problems. All of those things were there, but they had boldness. And this kind of boldness must come from a place. When they took inventory and analyzed, they found out that they had what? Been with Jesus. So there are components, there are utensils that Jesus is going to equip you with if by any means you've been with him. And in case you took off like a tornado into ministry without being with Jesus, it will also show that you were not with him. And that's the reason why you are likely to enter into manipulation, because you were not with him, so you don't have access to the utensils that the kingdom of God makes available to extend the influence of God in the terrain. That they might what? Be. I was with him this morning, and I assure you, I just know that Apostle Francis will not accept. I would have sent him a message. Can we just start in the evening? I was with him. It was a burden stepping out of that circle of harmony to come preach the gospel. It's a burden. It's a burden too. I was of Jesus Christ. If you know what I'm talking about, there is a drink that is drink indeed that you can only find in that place. You don't need to come check on me if I'm bored. No, I am not. I'm not. Jesus Christ. When you get married to a minister of the gospel that knows the presence of God, you will need to cope with the fact that you are going to lose him when he finds this. So the aspect of him that you can connect with him when he's released from his true love. And so you connect. Just make do with that, because his preoccupation is to be. It's relationship based. That's the source of true authority. And because people can no longer labor in the presence of God, that's why they go to get powers from darkness to come bamboozle people on the pulpit, which is the bane of ministry in Africa now. I went somewhere to preach the gospel, and the senior minister called me and said, "We have a problem here. Now our sons have departed from us, and they have gone to take demonic powers, and they are entertaining the people, and the people no longer value true ministry of integrity. It's a charade of darkness and deception." So we had to release by the authority of God. As we were proceeding in the ministry, we got to a place where the anointing that secures divine authority came into focus. And then we spoke and cursed the spirit of Balaam in the territory. Ah. 14 days after that meeting, things began to happen. Things began to happen until the root of witchcraft in the body of Christ in that city was uprooted. I think we'll find a moment also during the course of this conference to do sanitation. May the Lord give you understanding. There are three places in Nigeria that you can get powers, just in case you are interested in such things. So, there is one for the eyes, but you will need to sleep with a python. You know, I was telling you, python, that's where the word python came from. Python is the serpentine fear. You need to sleep in the same room with a massive python for 3 days to get that power. That if you survive, he will come out with the sight. And then you can just look and know how much he has in his wallet. You can know her name. You can do, which is the kind of thing we call the prophetic in Africa now. But you see, the guy that sources his power from the python is going to sustain it by morality. Because you have an appetite for sex that is unnatural. It seems that struck a chord the appetite for sex will be unnatural. So the person will sleep with Martha, sleep with Mary. He will fall on someone's wife. They normally have a syndicate of people that make women available. Some in the office before he comes to preach. And if he has done that, his sight will be so clear. Yeah, so there are places in Nigeria like that. There are three places you can get sight in the southern part of Nigeria. You can get the one that produces wealth in the western part of Nigeria. When you come and you are speaking, people will be dropping their money, dropping car keys. And all of that is done under the broad umbrella of the prophetic. If I have liberty from God, we'll do a lecture. A quiet lecture on the prophetic ministry. You will be amazed. The Lord will help us. The Lord will help us. The voice of the genuine prophetic in Africa is still coming. It has not yet come. It's still. There are only very few genuine prophets that have kept their calling, that have refused to be tempted by the pressure of falsehood for them to begin to perform. Only few prophets on the continent are like that. And God is looking upon their faithfulness to release the real prophetic unction of the land. That they might be with him, that he might send them forth to preach. If you see my wedding pictures, you will see that I was floating in the suit that I wore. And the reason was because I asked the people to get me the suit from London, but before they got the suit, I had engaged in dry fasting. And the suit was no longer my size. That was the story behind the strange suit I wore on my wedding day. Those were the days where I asked God for power, and it was as if he was not listening. Power. Well, I've matured a little more now, and I know that part of the reason why I did not listen was because the reason for which I wanted power was wrong. So he wanted to purge me of that appetite of the flesh so that I will be in a position to wield the utensil to his glory and for his kingdom. So if you see me in the suit, my tummy was flat to the back because of fasting. I can show you pictures to show to. I have not been eating in this my life. I have not been eating. Yes. If I really want to pray, other than the normal 3 hours per day. The day I become hungry in the spirit, it is only a 16-hour prayer in tongues that can release me from that prison. That there might be with him. So early in ministry, they accused me of using my wedding ring as a spare. So I stopped wearing the ring for 14 years. So that it will be unnoticed. that there is nothing of this world that is responsible for what happens. There are some things you can see because you have been with Him. Many times when darkness sees that you are beginning to handle the utensil of authority, those ones that get money through diabolical means will come to give you a seed. I'm talking about a seed that if you are not dead to money, you will not be able to refuse it. The moment you tap into those resources, it begins to shut down the trust that God gave. So they watch you. They know when to connect you with a bag of dollars. And you are likely to say, "Ah, this is breakthrough. I do not seek money. I do not seek honor among men. The only thing I seek is that when I'm done preaching here this morning and I go back, because I go for appraisal." Are you there? That is, you say, "Yeah. You spoke for me. You didn't speak for yourself. I'm pleased." Then I will not ask him again. We still have something this evening. Are there resources for? So if you know the way of being with him, you are going to your ministry, your soul will be saved. Ministry will not be a risk to you. It will be the flow of a relationship of intercourse that is deep. It will come out of that place. You will not lack what you need to deliver his counsel. Oh, his secrets will not be kept from you. Yes. He will take you to the chambers where hidden things are kept, and cause your eyes to behold things that is unlawful for men to utter, that they might be with my Samonia, Imame, that they might be with him. 30 men rose up and they said that I was their problem, that they were going to take me out. I ran to him. That was the reason why I am a target. Because I was bold to speak for you. Can you help me now? I'm in trouble because I spoke. And I was there for how many hours? Until the sun went down. And in the night he came. That scripture that says, "The Lord killeth and he make it alive." It dropped on my spirit. So I knew that God was ready to kill because of me. It was sweet. And I came out, and I saw God's judgment in a way I've never seen before. There are things that God will wield on your behalf if you know you have a place in the secret chamber with him. With him. With him. With him. You know what? I fear no evil because thou art with me. As we preach the truth, get set. People that are peddlers of falsehood will hate you with passion and they will want to put spanner in your works. Even from the household, there's going to be a civil war. Because there'll be an attempt to retain the falsehood that has crippled us as a continent. But light, the Bible says, it was God that commanded the light to shine out of darkness. The light did not shine from another place into darkness. It was in the midst of the darkness itself that the light shined. That's how you got born again. Your heart was in darkness, and in the midst of that, that God that caused light to shine out of darkness, he will shine through your life. And then your life will become an evidence of the fact that light is always superior to darkness. that they might be. This one is my relationship. Do you know how to speak to him for him to come out of his hiding place? Have you learned it? You know, like a snail, you know, when you touch a snail, to go back. The Holy Spirit is more sensitive than that snail. Do you know the words with which you can lure him to expose himself from the secret from whence he is tabernacle? Have you learned the language of romance, that he cannot resist? It means you've not stayed long enough. You've not stayed long enough. So, you've not learned the things that only Jesus can teach. He said, take my yoke upon thee and learn. There is a learning. A learning of him in the chamber. I saw me in a Habakkuk. If I cry here, if I cry, he will come out. Yes. He will not deny you in the public. If you have something with him in the secret, he will not deny you. He will not. When a nation stands against you to crush you, you say, no, he's my man. I have something with him. There is a fragrance he brings into my presence that no man on the continent brings. I need him. His mighty hand can withstand an entire nation because of the decision that is taken about one man. And you will know that even today, he can still pass the Red Sea because one man started. Even today. There are men that will not die by bomb, by blight, by COVID. No. No. It is only God that can call them back. Say, please, come. Their fasting will be an act of God, not an act of natural disaster. The reason is because they have found the road to the inner chamber. I'm talking about a path that no fowl knows. A path that the vulture's eyes have not seen. A path that the lion's web have never trodden. A path that the fierce lions have never looked upon. A path of thorns. Places that are denied angels. He causes the sons and the daughters of men to stand on those islands. Oh my God. There is a place for you in his presence. There is a place. I think I've used up most of the time for my theory. Ooh! Give me volume there. Amako bela kia sonela boka. Isso se la umbre scufini. To fight to pali, there is a place for you in his presence. I don't know if you have found that place. There is a place. There is a place for you. Sahode la mahisto kebro. He invites you to come learn the language of intimacy. Where you make your heart into words and use it to adorn his glory. Psychopamona. In your prayer, as you pray now, can you ask him, take me, O Holy Ghost, to the hidden islands of intimacy. To the hidden islands of intimacy with Jehovah. Take me. There is a place in the light that we need to tread upon. Take me, Holy Ghost. Selimon Bali. Selimon Seke Babante Laikoma. Sahubre Ski Se Selinambro. Sahusa Sagamantelia. Utasunze. Ra
Rashita Palanto, Prekatali Mosteria, Yisana, Ostakuda Mateli, Amai Tomperia, Tuba Mesik, Prepambo Statula, Asiko Prela Mamama. Oh, it's a hill of blessing, the island of light, the island of light, where the hearts of men become lost. It's for sale on my face. The apostles are here, the devil, and I prepare my people. Where no one becomes a strong nation, take us to the Isle of Light.
There is no darkness at all.
Mighty name. Now listen. And I beheld in the spirit, and I saw an angel of the Lord descending from heaven. And the angel was descending with a transparent ointment. And the name of this ointment is Eye Salve. It is the kind of ointment that is used to wash your eyes so that you can see into the realm of the spirit. Good. In the next 21 seconds, he's already here. Don't look to the preacher, look to him. I'm going to pray a simple prayer, and the angel will begin his activity. Father, in the name of Jesus, those among us that you have decided to choose to wear the grace, to wear the anointing of a seer, let it come with intensity. Let it come from my left hand side, to my right hand side, to my left hand side, to my right hand side, to the back of the auditorium. Let it come with intensity. Let it come. Let it come. Let grace be released. Now listen. Now, do we have ushers in this place? Are there ushers? Okay. Are they? Now, is it? I would just want to touch them. I just want to touch them. Now, listen. There's one of you in this choir. There's one of you in this choir that the Lord wants to upgrade. And it's fire. His fire will come strong on you. His fire will descend on you. His fire will come with intensity. With intensity. Grace. Grace will be released. The ability to hear and see in the spirit. Grace. In the name of Jesus. 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 The praise rest upon your life. In the name of Jesus. I see an evangelist here. I see an evangelist. And the Lord will equip you with the ability to cast out devils in a unique way. In the next 11 seconds, the hand of God will descend upon that evangelist. The hand of God will descend upon that evangelist. It will descend strong. Come upon you.
prayed in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Grace. 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 Grace upon you. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Baptized in the Holy Ghost is the time to speak in tongues for 2 minutes. This was the army. Rest of it, a man. Ambrose, the Mosan, a man of the world. And your womb was locked. But the angels are opening your womb now. As I speak, they are opening your womb now. Your womb is being opened 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 now. And the anointing will be upon you because your womb is being opened. It's been open. 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 Open. For your womb was shut. But even in this hour, it has been open. Yes. As I speak, it's open. It's open. Stop. 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 Yes. What you desire of the Lord has come to pass. It is open now. Oh Jesus. Oh Jesus. Oh Jesus. I know my hand telling. It's not just a random calling. It is open. Yes, it is open. 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 Open in the name of Jesus. Open. 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 Lord, we give you praise. We give you glory. We give you honor. In the name of Jesus. Oh my. You see, if we go further, it will be difficult to stop this service. So, I think it's polite for us to stop now. If we go further,
I will no longer be in control. Apostle, what is coming is too heavy.
Come on, Zion, just lift up your voice to him. Come on, Zion. Come on, come on, come on, come on, come on. Come on, come on, come on. Gravitate. Gravitate towards the place. Servants of God, we have an opportunity to be impacted by a man that God has raised on the African continent. And I believe that from the sessions that we're having with him, our lives will never be the same. Minute as he was teaching, I opened my Bible. Verses that I preached from Scorpion. 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 Pepe. Pepe. Imagine Pepe. Today we got the reality of Pepe. And he didn't even go deeper into it. Man of God, please. Just kill us. We're tired of gimmicks. A nation is walloping in darkness. And I believe from these meetings, sons of light will emerge. Man of God, with your permission, can we have Theophilus stand and do the secret place? Let me tell you, I'll be honest with you. As the man of God was preaching, the presence of the Lord came there, looked at me, and he said something. Francis, you are no longer with me the way you used to be. I went on the floor. Men of God, we have neglected something, and that is to be with him. To be with him. That's why there's power and very little of authority. There's not even authority. There's not even authority. There's just power. No authority. That God permitted us to go through COVID and still be alive, just for this man to come and correct where we have missed it. No. No, men of God. Please, Theophilus, just that song. We need to go back. This is not a time to clap, this is a time to weep. See, the danger of the church is that we have reduced gospel artists and gospel ministers to artists. So they are there to entertain and perform. He's not an artist. He's not an artist. He's here to correct us and push us back where God wants us to be.
We don't want to fake it anymore.
We don't want to act it anymore. We want you for real. We don't want to fake it anymore. We don't want to act it anymore. We want you for real. Oh Jesus, we want you for real. We want you for real. We want you for real. Oh, we want you for real. We don't want to fake you anymore. We don't want to
be the Adamu.
I would have a bad.